Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name is Jerry and I'm an alcoholic and I'm sober today. I'm a member of the Hurstbridge group on a Sunday night in Melbourne. And I've been asked to talk on this question. How has our drinking made our lives unmanageable? I came to AA for the second time, completely beaten by the booze. My life was just an absolute mess. I didn't want to be on the planet. I had a couple of goes at suicide and couldn't even do that properly. It didn't start out that way, but that's where booze took me. And my life was unmanageable, there's no question about that. But first I had to realise that I was powerless over alcohol when I pick a drink up. When I pick a drink up, I just want more. And that's different from normal people. You know, people in my family and friends can have a few drinks or sometimes even abuse alcohol. But they can take it or leave it, really. They can stop whenever they want to. They don't think about alcohol like I do. And the other problem I have is that I'm powerless over alcohol before I pick a drink up. And that's a bit I can't really explain, except to say that I can swear on a stack of Bibles I'm not going to have a drink today, but I do anyway. And that was happening to me quite often. I wanted to stop again, but I just couldn't. Alcohol was just running my life. And as a result of that, as a practicing alcoholic, my life was unmanageable. I couldn't hold a relationship with anybody. I couldn't be trusted. I couldn't trust myself. As a result of that, my work fell off. I became disinterested in lots of things that I really loved doing, in sport and in just hobbies that I'd had. I'd cut myself off really from lots of people in my life, or they just didn't want to know me anymore because of my behaviour. And that happens to a lot of us. I hear that in people's stories in AA meetings all the time. And it's a miserable existence. It's lonely. And it's not the way we were meant to live. So I came to AA and I realised that that through listening to your stories and reading predominantly the big book, that I have this problem that needs to be dealt with. So I can stop drinking, but to stay stopped, I need to do some work on myself. As a wise AA member once said to me, nothing changes if nothing changes. So I had to start looking at life differently. And right from the first day in AA, I was given hope. I think that's really important, never to lose that. Because wherever I'm at, you know, there is some improvement there in my life. Sometimes I don't see that, particularly early on. But I see AA members as just examples of people who've changed their lives for the better. And I don't think I could do that. In fact, I'm sure I couldn't do that without the help of AA members, and lots of them. My sponsor took me through the steps as they're written in the book. He asked me to do some thinking about myself to try and find the truth about me through my experience with that. I realised that life can be so much better than what it was. My life was unmanageable in all sorts of ways. Through my work, I had to straighten my act up there. I had to try and straighten up and correct the relationships I have in my family. Not just with my immediate family, but my extended family, I guess. I had to start fronting up to life on a daily basis. So I go to regular and frequent meetings of AA. I try to talk to an AA member every day. I read some parts of the big book each day to help me keep on track as best I can. As a result of coming to AA, and it's about a bit over 14 years now that I've been sober, I reckon I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life before. So I thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. I hope it's been of some use to people, but I reckon it's been of more use to me than anybody else. Take care and God bless.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.